Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can take us anywhere you go. Obviously, the radio.com app is amazing, but you can ask your home devices to play us. Just say Alice at 97.3 or KLLC or whatever, you know.
Hey, thingy.
Yeah, maybe you could even say play Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah.
Somebody try that and let us know. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Just text us and let us know if that works. But that's, you know, anywhere you are. Listen, when you leave for work, leave us on for your dog. He loves this station. Leave it on all day, all night. You know, leave it on.
Yeah.
Just leave it on. That's what we're trying to tell you. And all night, even when I'm not home, I leave you on. That's what you do. You just turn us on. Leave us on. Then we're always there for you. You walk in the room, there we are.
While we're telling you what to do, you can also put on radio.com and listen there.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, leave us on your home device and then take us with you with radio.com. But there's so many ways to get us. And now the news.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Please.
All day.
Have us.
And all night.
So much of us. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. There was a shooting in Germany.
Oh. When did this happen?
Today.
Oh.
Let me see if I can find this.
What is it, like mid-afternoon there?
A large police operation is underway in a small town. They say that six people died in the shooting. Others were wounded, and it looks like it was like a personal situation. They don't have all the details yet, but it's not a
terrorism.
They're not calling
something.
It terrorism. It's a small town of 5,000 people where that happened. So,
what was the name of the town?
I didn't say.
Oh.
Rodemsey?
Okay.
I don't know it. Anyway, they say on Friday around 12:45 p.m. in front of and inside a building, several people were injured and killed by gunfire. Mm. They got the suspect. He's been arrested. And it looks like there was likely a relationship between the shooter and the victims.
Wow.
That's all I got there. This is a New Jersey teacher sexually assaulted six boys, 14 and 15, on school property and in a car. Nicole DeFault is the disgraced New Jersey high school teacher accused of having sex with six male students. And she'll avoid a jury trial after accepting a plea deal of how long for having sex with six boys ages 14 and 15. This is her, by the way.
Hmm. So sort of normal looking. How old did you say she is?
Let me see. Or if did I you? Said. I don't know.
She's a white lady. Looks like dyed black
she's
hair.
She's 40.
40.
Oh, she looks good for 40. Sad, though. I mean, she's very sad. She's been caught molesting little boys.
Mm-hmm.
She gets 9 years.
Five is what she got. The term of the plea deal calls for a 5-year prison sentence. Oh, by the way,
yes,
I didn't get to this yesterday, but that young lady who was convicted of manslaughter for texting her boyfriend who was committing suicide, and she was saying, get back in that car that's going to kill
you. You said you were going to do what you said you were going to do.
She's been released. So she got out. I think she got 15 months or something like that.
Yeah.
But because of good
behavior and overcrowding
and doing jobs in jail. Mm-hmm. She got out early and she got out quietly like yesterday or the day before for good behavior. So her sentence is, I think her name was Michelle Carter.
Yeah.
But she was a young lady who was in a relationship with a high school boy who was clearly having troubles and she wanted him to do it.
And she was one of his troubles.
Right.
That is a chick who will not be known as Michelle Carter much longer, and she will not be living in that area.
Now, she was a young lady, so I guess maybe that's why the leniency was there for her for her sentence. But this lady's getting 5 years in prison, comparatively.
Yeah, you're not supposed to bang kids.
I know.
You know. When you're 40, you should know that.
But a young person that shows that little respect for human life.
It's gross.
I mean, what's worse? It seems...
I agree with you.
Anyway.
And the person in her case died.
Yes. Yeah.
These
and that poor
die.
Family is looking at this girl and thinking, you could have helped our boy.
Yeah. Mm.
And you didn't.
You
in fact, you told him.
Him
to get back in the car and finish what you started.
Oh, there are some really, truly awful people in the world.
Anyway, this teacher, Nicole DeFault, has pled guilty to 3 counts of aggravated criminal sexual contact. And she'll do a 5-year prison sentence, depending on whether or not she gets out. She's a divorced mother of two. She was first arrested in 2014 and accused of...
I guess you do hear about male teachers doing this, but this is where you hear about female sex crimes. It's often a teacher. It's so incredible how often that seems to happen. How much more often, you know, that's what the situation is with a female sex offender.
It's super surprising to me. In fact, maybe that's why I report it, because I'm shocked by it every time. I can't believe it. And I don't know why I would expect men to be the ones doing this, but
it too, but
right.
it's just so surprising because you don't hear about a woman going on raping someone.
You don't hear about sex crimes by women
right.
as regularly. It's not, anyway.
No, never. Not at the same rate that you hear about teachers specifically.
Right.
That's the woman thing.
The deal also requires that this woman has to surrender her teaching license and register as a sex offender for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
So there's that. Anyway. According to a new survey, 1/3 of people say their commute is so tough that they get stressed out before work even starts.
Well,
that's
down,
here,
Vinny. You know, just
what?
Just listen to us. We'll help you through it.
Well, I agree, but
we should do like deep breathing exercises with people every 15 minutes.
You know,
minutes. Okay,
I'll tell you something.
My deep breath.
My Apple Watch tells me to do that, and I'm always like, "Get out of here."
Me too. That's so. That was one of the things about the Apple Watch. I'm like, "Quit telling me what to do."
Right. I did it twice yesterday during our meeting.
Oh, you did?
Did you?
Well, it reminded me.
Way to get your numbers up.
I'm just sitting here. I might as well breathe.
Good for you. That was a doozy of a meeting.
Yeah, it was.
It was great. I learned so much.
I got to sit next to Jane. You guys, you totally ditched me, by the way.
No.
We didn't.
You
only
sat down with no chairs around you.
We wanted to sit together. The only one that wasn't with us.
Closest to the exit. I thought that's what we discussed.
Well, we did, but there were no seats there. It seemed like everyone was right there in that
corner.
You
brown nosers went up to the front row.
We didn't. You know what, though? We sat in comfortable chairs.
Oh.
Really comfortable.
We
got the big. We got the sofa chairs.
They were comfortable, but I just can't sit for that long.
I know.
I just move it around.
That Greg Nemitz, though, comedian.
He's good.
He needs another career. I mean.
I really like him.
I like him, too.
Why? Get it? Yes.
Yeah.
Right. He made a whole joke about
it. He did a bit.
It was. Yeah. Oh, he started out with a bit. It was amazing. Yeah.
A couple bits he did.
Oh, Greg Nemitz, everyone.
Wow, Greg. You're
the
amazing,
big boss. Here just crushed it yesterday. He is very charming.
Uh-huh.
But he talks for too long. It's all
he's got a lot to say.
He goes, I timed this. He's been practicing this speech. I timed this yesterday. It was 20 minutes. I'm like, it won't be.
Yeah, it won't be.
It'll be an hour.
And then he goes, any questions? And me
Dead
and Jane are
silence.
Like, please, God, no. And everyone's quiet. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to get out. And then you see a hand come up.
Right.
Oh, no. And, of course, that uncorks everybody.
Yeah.
One question leads to more questions.
I think I heard someone behind me say, if Vinny asks any questions, I'm going to kill him.
It was me.
I know.
Vinny.
And I actually had a question and didn't ask it because I knew I didn't want to be that guy.
No, don't be that guy.
And there was a point where someone got up and walked out, and I'm like, oh, my God, Jane, follow her. Like, there was, you know, like, this is our chance. Go for it. And she didn't get up. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to try and jump over
she's
Jane
a company
to get
girl.
Out of here.
Well, Lo was sitting in the front, Lo from the
front
game
row,
downstairs.
And, he's
and then he leaves, and I'm like, oh, he got out. And then he came back, and we go, oh, we were just talking about you. We thought you left. He goes, I had to go.
Oh, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, he had to go to the bathroom.
When you got
to
go,
I was staring at his big old arms the whole time.
Oh. Yeah, he's a beast,
he's just
man.
A, yeah.
That guy's a truck. Mm-hmm, I was like, how, that's
diesel.
A really bad job at sneaking out. he's in the front row walking out. Very.
Yeah, well, he had to go. But who's going to confront him, you know? He's going to mow you down.
Yeah, Lo wants to go.
What position did he play?
I don't recall.
We're talking about Lorenzo Neal.
Yeah, from he was a 49er, and he works down at our sister station at the game.
What did he play? Was he a fullback? Look it up.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, that guy stands up and starts walking out.
Fullback, running back.
Fullback.
Go ahead and try to stop him. He
That's
had
funny.
To go.
I know that dude. Not from downstairs. I mean, I know him from his playing days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trip.
I've tried to tackle him before.
Ah,
hilarious.
He just bounce off.
I gave him like.
And he's like,
some,
what are there
like,
gnats in here?
Yeah, I come at him. And he's like a wall. Like bounce right off of him. It's hilarious.
I'm going to skip the rest of this commuting story and get to my science.
Science! Da-da-da-da.
Here's some nerd news for you.
All right.
Yesterday, the symbolic doomsday clock that represents how close we are to global catastrophe was moved up 20 seconds.
Oh.
It now sits at 100 seconds to midnight, the closest it's ever been in its 73-year history.
Do they ever back it off? Like what when we
I'm sure
a
they
peace
do.
Treaty
sure.
or something?
Yeah, I bet like, they do.
Take a couple more seconds. I hate the doomsday clock.
I don't like it either.
I don't even know that much about it. I just hate that there is one and that doomsday's coming.
A study at Penn State found the average American family wastes 32% of the food they buy, to the tune of $1,866 a year.
We do buy certain foods with the best of intentions, like I'm going to buy these veggies, and then they're just going to rot, and then you got a drawer you got to clean out in your fridge.
Or, I think more likely is, you've planned your meals for the week, you've bought some food, you make a meal, there's leftovers, and no one ever gets to the leftovers because you're already on to the next.
It's true. Or life intervenes and someone's running late and now we're going to go out for dinner and now that food's just sitting there. And it's true. It's nice to live near enough to a store that you can walk over or it's a quick ride over and you get what you need for that day. Usually you do that, right? Like you'll plan out a meal for that night and then you just go get what you need for and don't stock
a bunch
of food.
Yeah, I'll do that. Or I like to get a couple days worth. Or if I get meat, I plan on using that meat twice.
Ah, all right. I see.
Yeah. Mm. Like if I get a roast. I'm going to be using that meat. We'll eat the roast that night, and then maybe I'll make tacos or something with it the next.
Not roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Huh.
A little steak and eggs. Mm-hmm. Come on.
36-year-old Daniel Booth of McLenny, Florida, was at his job at the solar power plant last week when the cop showed up to arrest him on a warrant for selling meth.
Oh.
Daniel decided to run for it.
Uh-oh.
He jumped into a nearby pond and hid from the cops and was busted when he came up for air. Because there he was.
I thought you were going to say an alligator got him.
No.
There's alligators in all those retention ponds in Florida.
Nope. Uh-huh. He just dove in, held his breath. They waited for him to need air, and he came up, and they went, you're under arrest.
What a dodo.
Don't make us drag the pond. Just come on out. Because we'll rake you out of there.
There's a 44-year-old guy named Santori Thomas in Livonia, Michigan. He used to work for Enterprise Leasing Company in Detroit, but Santori, who's black, sued them for racial discrimination after an incident.
Oh, what happened?
They don't say, actually. They say what exactly happened is confidential because he wound up settling with the company. And on Tuesday, they gave him three checks adding up to $99,000.
So it was something big.
So he went to a TCF bank branch to cash them, and the bank wouldn't do it. They wound up calling the cops, even though he had an account there for 2 years.
Oh, my God.
The cops.
This poor guy. He's like, well, it's one racist incident after another.
That's exactly right.
The
cops questioned him about whether the checks were fake or not, and he believed it happened because of his race. He said, none of this would have happened if I would have been white.
Yep.
Now he's suing the bank for racial discrimination.
Good.
For not letting him cash his settlement checks from his racial discrimination lawsuit.
Jeez.
The bank has apologized, but they are...
That's not enough.
Not in court yet.
Choke it up.
Right.
Get him!
Get him! Jeez. I can't win.
No.
It sucks. I mean, we're giggling about it, but that is actually quite
terrible.
Significantly horrible.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697 this fine Friday. Please don't text and drive, but text us all kinds of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We love to hear from you.
Did anybody say that they could ask?
They said it didn't work.
Oh, you have to say Alice?
Yeah.
We need to fix that.
My Chihuahua is listening at home to Radio Alice on an actual radio with an antenna. Someone else says, I leave you guys on for my dog when no one is home.
All right.
Thank you. Please do that. Just
as often as possible.
Put us on. Leave us on all day. If you're tired of us, just turn it down. Don't actually stop the stream.
Right.
You're tired.
Let it roll.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you have to have a conversation, you can't have background noise. Just keep it on. Turn it down.
408 says, my friend's Korean in-laws came to visit. They went to a Korean restaurant, and they asked the owners why they make the food taste so bad. Their response was, they have to adjust the food for American palates.
Hmm.
I don't think all restaurants do this, but it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's...
Why is your food bad?
Yeah.
It's the people who come here.
Yeah. No, we have to make it bad for the people. Yeah. We eat the real stuff out back. You want to join us out there?
Wow.
Yeah. And that's... I think that's... That, you know, all cuisines probably do some Americanization as... If they're set up here in America, you know, like I'm telling you, and even just vary by region. I'm sure that Chinese food in Alabama is way different from Chinese food here or in on the Northeast. Because it's really different where I come from.
Hmm.
My China is way different from your China.
510 says, Vin, the English Beat is playing in Felton tonight. I don't go to shows anymore, apparently, but I do like the English Beat, and Felton is close, and yet, I hope they have a great show.
You got a kitchen remodel and a sick kid. You've got enough on your plate, Vinny.
Well, I haven't gotten to hang with him as much as I want. Mm-hmm. I definitely haven't seen the littlest kid. Oh, here you go.
This guy's got to be pretty old now. You know?
Well, they're probably kids, though, when they broke.
Yeah,
probably
that's
our
true.
Age.
It might even be younger than us now that I think about it, right? Oh, well, probably not.
I would bet this guy, the lead singer, whatever his name is
David
50,
Wakeling.
David Wakeling is 57.
63.
Oh!
Way older than us. Like 100 years older than us. We'll never be 63. How could that ever happen?
Tell Vinny Red is by Chevelle. That's another band I was playing when I was at NRQ, so I did have a mixed up, but...
We're 50.
I don't know if this song is on Breaking Benjamin's new album, but you guys would definitely know The Diary of Jane by them. It's one of their biggest hits. I remember that one.
Okay.
Diary of Jane. It doesn't matter, though. We're not trying to promote those guys. What do we care?
No, we're just playing the new music.
Right.
Right. But it is nice if there's a familiar hit from a band, you're like, I think I've heard of them.
Well, we're not obsessed or anything with
no,
that.
No, good Lord, no. Our obsessions are not... with Breaking Benjamin.
Right.
Louis Capaldi, though.
Right.
We've got a serious
right,
problem with that guy.
Me and Bryn
can't resist,
sing
man.
It all the time in the office.
I've got a hat that says, hey, I'm Louis Capaldi.
You do?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Louis Capaldi?
I'll grab it for you right now.
Yeah.
It was you know how we get the promo stuff.
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier.
You know.
I don't know.
Anyway,
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.